Hello, friends from Gather. It's Bron Brown back with you for week two of our Gather summer series. And thankfully, we got rid of Reagan.
Whew.
Aren't you glad, Lenny?
Absolutely.
Okay, just kidding. Reagan did a great job, but this week we have another leader that's with us. His name is Lenny Hurst. And Lenny is going to be sharing a passage of scripture, just like Reagan did, that has meant a lot to him. And so, just like we're in the living room with you, Lenny, just talking it out. And you're going to share a little bit with some of our folks from Gather. So, Lenny, take it away.
Okay. So, I appreciate you having me. So, what I'd like to talk through is a scripture that over the last few years has become really near and dear to my heart and has become pretty much my life verse. And that's Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and then he will make your path straight." And the reason I do that is there's three things that we need to do there, and then there's one thing the Lord does in return. And I think it's the ultimate challenge, really. I mean, some people may go, well, that's easy if you're a Christian. Trust the Lord. I think it's a really good Cliff Notes summation of how our walk with the Lord should be and then what he's going to do in return. And, you know, I can complicate that. I don't know about you. I mean, I can complicate that.
Certainly I have before.
Maybe once or twice, right? when I break that verse down, we look at the first part of it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You're telling me to trust the Lord with my heart, this heart that's wicked, as the Bible says. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart's wicked above all things. It's sick. Who can understand it? And yet I want to trust that thing all the time. And so that's a challenge. Do not lean on my own understanding. Well, we're programmed to do what feels right and to put tangible measurements on things we do, and then that deems success for us. You know, what feels good, what can I control? That's what makes not leaning on my own understanding more difficult. Mm-hmm. All my ways acknowledging him, just acknowledging the Lord in everything. I mean, what I like to do is I like to go for walks in the morning, and I just like to acknowledge God in the nature. I pray to him. I talk with him. Everything. A bird flies by. I'm like, man, it's Jesus. There's nature everywhere. Acknowledging God in everything.
You're not saying Jesus is the bird.
Not saying Jesus is the bird, but Jesus, this is his creation all around us.
Right.
And so, that's what makes it difficult. You've got to kind of go up against the flesh and the heart. But I need a verse like that for me to fully engage. I will tell you that as far as a good example of where I didn't lean on my own understanding and didn't acknowledge the Lord was just a few weeks ago. So I'm trying to figure out what passage of scripture to talk on. And Bron gave us some free rein, and I was like, you know, what am I going to talk on? Didn't even think about my verse because I had been distracted with, everything that's going on in the news and everything. You know, I was not spending time with the Lord like I should every day, starting my mornings with him. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to figure out what verse to use. And I go to Bron. I say, you know, Bron, I'm frustrated. I've had this pain in my leg that's not going away. I'm frustrated about that. Really, the frustration's coming from me not spending time with the Lord and just being off kilter on that a little bit. I said, man, I don't know what I want to talk about. And so he jumps right into Proverbs. He says, look, in this Bible reading plan I'm doing, I'm looking at Proverbs. And we get to Proverbs 3, and the light bulb hits me. It's like God saying, duh, this is your verse. You love this verse. And it took Bron, you know, just happening upon it for you to use it. And so that was really, it was difficult for me to find what to talk about. Really, another thing, too, is it's a daily thing. It's a daily, for me to get off for 2 or 3 days, I can tell a difference.
Yeah.
And I start to worry and I start to, lean on my own understanding.
In some ways, that's where you were that day when you came over,
absolutely.
Right? You were like, I haven't been in the Word. I'm frustrated. I'm kind of having a hard day. And I was like, well, let's just get in the Word right now and talk about what God's teaching me. And you're like, well, that happens to be my life verse. So the Lord led us to that.
Right.
That was a good reminder of the very thing we're talking about.
Absolutely.
So it's good.
And you do have to do it on a daily basis. I mean, I used to think as a baby Christian several years ago, it's like I'll go to church and I'll be okay for a week or two. You know, you have to start over every day and remind yourself of God's promises, quote scripture to yourself, and pray on a daily basis to really create that discipline.
Yeah, it's amazing how many times I have to learn that same lesson over and over. I'll go, I think I can handle it. This last weekend, I spent a day just kind of working on projects around the house, and I could just feel the frustration kind of boiling up in me because I'm terrible at projects. You know that story, Lenny. But one thing I realized as I got about halfway through the day is, man, I had not centered my heart on the Lord. I had not spent time with Him. My devotional life that morning was nil, and so it cost me. And so it's amazing how many times we have to be reminded of the same lesson over and over. And the Lord is patient and kind with us, but it's a good thing for us to remember.
Yeah.
So with this passage, Lenny, I want to ask you, you know, I know your story, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the people out there, some have probably heard your story because you've given your testimony at Gather before. But when it came, there was a time in your life when you were an addict, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So how did trusting God, leaning not on your own understanding, how did that play a role in you getting sober with that?
So, you know, addiction is kind of its own animal. It's really, really tough because the things I talked about earlier, which is things tangibly to lean on, feelings, this feels good, this feels better, you have to completely ignore all of that when it comes to getting sober because your mind, your heart, your body is addicted to something. It's used to going and doing this for fulfillment. And so, talking about trusting the Lord, you really do have to turn your back on everything that feels right because your body, your mind is lying to you. And so the hardest thing to do is to give up that control and bring nothing to the table except for just submission. And that's hard even with anything. As a Christian walking with the Lord, that's tough. But when you're an addict, it makes it even harder because that's what keeps people in the addiction is they try to get themselves sober. And there's nothing I can do. That's out of my, there's no power I have to get me sober. So that became real to me. And what I would do during that time is quote scripture to myself. I remember always reading the verse in Joel that talks about the Lord will restore the days that the locusts have eaten. Mm-hmm. I can remember crying and just thinking, I'm in that. Satan is eating up these days. I keep yielding to this drug, and it's just eating up my days. But Bible says that the Lord will restore that if I'm faithful. And so I had to lean on verses like that. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Christ is in me. He was in me when I was in the middle of all this. I just didn't see how it was going to get better. And just blindly trusting Him is what I had to do.
Yeah, so trust the Lord with His Word, hiding God's Word in your heart so that when you did come up against temptation, you are leaning not on your own understanding, but the truth and wisdom of the Word. What a great thing for our folks to hear. What a great thing for me to hear. Amen. Again, so another question for you. So there's going to be two kinds of people out there listening tonight. There's going to be some that are in a really great season. They would say, man, the wind's at my back. Mm-hmm. Things are going great. And can it be hard to trust God even when things are going great?
Absolutely. That's when you take your foot off the gas, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, I've got this, and things are going well. I've got money in the bank. I feel good. I got a relationship. Whatever the case may be that we all, measure as good in our life, I would say just know that that's not going to last forever. If you got the wind at your back, just know that, they always say you're either in a trial, you're either coming out of one, or you're about to go into one. And if you're a Christian, absolutely, those three things are apparent. And so, because God uses trials all the time in our lives. So, I would tell you to watch out, know that that's not going to last, expect the trial, whatever that is, and use this time to get into the Word. Go for those walks in the morning. Get a few pieces of Scripture to memorize and get into that discipline now when the wind is at your back so that when things go rough, you're already doing that. You're already leaning into the Lord.
Yeah, it's strange to think that good times or successful times can be a scary place because that's when we tend to lean on our own understanding. We go, I think I got this. I think things are great. I must have done this myself. There's a great passage in Deuteronomy 8 where God says to the people, He says, hey, you're going to build your homes and you're going to forget the Lord because you're going to look what we've done. Look what my hands have done. And you'll forget the Lord your God and it won't go well with you.
Yeah.
So success can be a time that we're tempted to forget the Lord and lean on our own understanding. So, contrary to that, there's those out there who are in really a hard season. That's probably a lot of people right now. We're in a really strange year, aren't we? 2020 has been crazy. And so when you are in the middle of hard days, for you. Mm-hmm. And for folks out there, how would you encourage them that trusting God plays a major role in the middle of hard days too?
I would tell you that joy comes in the morning, okay? That can be a little cliche, but it's very true. Nothing that you're going through will last. I mean, and when you're in it, you think you can't imagine getting out of it sometimes. With my addiction, didn't think I could ever really get sober. And everybody knew about it, and I had people around me, and I was getting into the Word, but it took some time. And I would say you need to surround yourself with people that have gone through what you're in the middle of and that have been on the other side of it. I would say make sure they're believers, make sure they've gone through it. Then they can give you scripture that helped them during that time. And just surround yourself with that. You want to be around people that have been through what you're going through. And be honest and transparent about where you're at. And even if it's taken longer than you think, don't be ashamed of that. Let other people into your circle.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking about is some people, if you're like me, sometimes I wait for hard times to come to really seek the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's a mistake. You said it earlier, in good times we ought to be seeking Him, and when times are hard, we ought to be seeking Him in all our ways, all of them. We should lean not on our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge Him. It reminds me of Romans 12:1, you know, in view of your mercy, God, we present ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. That's what you were talking about earlier. It's a surrender to His plans. I'm going to trust in Him with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge Him in everything I do, and then He will make my path straight.
Amen.
So what an encouraging word for all of you. I hope you guys now have a great time discussing what we just talked about, asking yourself, where is it hard to trust God? Talk about what season you're in and how God is at work, and we're praying that it's a great discussion for you guys right now. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.